You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show, and we have a show for you today. Yes, we do. This is your host, Michael, and you're listening to Blind and Beyond.
You forgot.
I didn't forget. No, I couldn't forget.
Kelly.
For those of you who are just turning onto this show, never heard it before, this is the show that's catered to the blind community. But we love the sighted folks listening to our show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. Let me introduce the players in the studio today. You have to my right, the beautiful, the smart, I should say, she's the boss of my life. She's the hot sauce. Miss is Lynn Golder.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the October 22nd.
That's the co-host of the show.
Edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And today we have a guest. A guest. That's right. A guest. From Orlando. That's right. Her name is Kelly Jane.
Yay.
Kelly, you there? Kelly
Hello,
Jane.
Everybody. I am here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Kelly James.
We've
a long time
Kelly
listener.
A long time,
long time for the show. Glad to have you aboard. Hey, listen, folks, you want to listen to the show? You want to call us in? Maybe you can get off your rear end and dial the number 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that. 407-894-1680.
And Chris is here.
I'm going to tell you him now.
Yeah.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
And behind the scenes, not behind me, but behind the scenes,
with the
we
machines.
Have the man with the goods. And I mean the man with the goods. Without him, there's no show. Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, you there?
Well, you know, I try to stick around as much as I can. How you doing?
That's the man with the goods.
We got to make the transition here, right? From
right.
The kids
the
to the adults
the
now.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Kelly.
Yeah.
It's so nice to have you here.
Yes.
It's nice to be here.
It's so nice to meet you, Kelly.
Yes, yeah, finally in person.
Oh, I got to tell you all
folks something.
Friends
with Kelly since 2012.
Got to tell you folks something. Listen to this. I got news.
I'm going to go lock the door.
I got news, folks. Guess what? It happened to me this week.
Two fishes and five loaves of bread you got for dinner.
No. I got a very nice surprise this week. Very nice surprise.
Lynn told you she loved you in public?
She tells me all the time how much she loves me. Let me tell you, that's my Saint Lynn. I love her so much. But she told me that. But she wouldn't tell. She told me, though, that she won't help me with the next show. Oh, yeah. Listen to this one.
Huh?
Besides Blind and Beyond Radio Show, listen to this. I was just given a new radio show. That's right. On Channel 1580.
1580, not 1680?
No. 1580.
It's a sister.
This is
the sister
channel.
1680.
It's going to be the first, it says, on every Sunday Now listen to this one. For those folks that like oldies, guess what? I got my own oldies show.
And guess
that's right.
What? We don't have to play those oldies during this show anymore. Then they'll start guessing the answers.
So the oldies show is from Sunday, 12 o'clock, every Sunday, 12 o'clock, from 12 to 7.
Wow.
Before we go on, 12 to 7, I got 7 hours on the radio.
This will be your second home.
And let me tell you, folks, I'm going to turn myself on, and I'm going to make this show hottest show on the radio. Let me tell you something, because I love my oldies. That's right. We're going to be playing Little Richard. We'll be playing The Drifters. We'll be playing all of them. And I mean the best songs from the 50s, 60s, and early 70s. That's right. So if you like oldies, tune in 1580 starting November the 5th. Be oldies, 12 hours,
oh,
from 12 to 7.
Oh, boy, we in trouble now.
Okay. Well, 1580. And if you want to stream it, you can stream it. I'll give you more information as we get closer. So if you want to listen to the show, if you love oldies, let me tell you something. I'm going to be playing oldies. And, by the way, we're not talking. We're talking the whole song. So this will be playing the whole song.
Do you like oldies, Kelly?
I'm more of a country and pop girl.
Well, once in a, you ever heard Jimmy Rogers?
No.
Okay, okay. Paul Anka?
No.
You never heard of Paul Anka?
Well, maybe if I heard a song. What is this familiar song?
Oh, goodness gracious. You ever hear The Drifters?
Yeah.
Okay. You ever hear Marvin Gaye?
Of course.
Did you ever hear the Shirelles?
Yes. That was one of the trivia.
That's
wasn't
always
it?
Yeah.
Did
you ever
was,
hear
actually.
The Dells?
Yeah, that was a trivia.
Oh,
also.
What a night.
She's, we told you
I
she's a
attention.
Loyal listener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be playing Aretha Franklin. We'll
yeah.
be playing all the
How can
the
you
oldies.
Not know her?
We'll
R-E-S-P-E-T-C.
Be playing the oldies. We're talking about oldies. The Cadillacs. We'll be playing The Heartbeats, 1,000 Miles Away.
So, Kelly, what have you been up to lately? For people who don't know who you are,
so
did you live in the area?
I do, yes. In addition to my, you know, full time job, I also have a side hustle. And for anyone who, you know, whether the blind or visually impaired, you know, in today's economy and wages being what they are, it's hard to just have one job. So some people they want to do something else other than their job, maybe to make some more money or as a hobby. Some people call this an expensive hobby, but I enjoy it. I get out. I meet people. I work with a direct sales company selling hair clips. And
oh, Lindwood, I think, from
I
you.
Did. I'm buying more, too. So there.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I have it in my purse.
Mm-hmm. So they make great Christmas gifts. But my point is that, you know, I have worked it out, even though I can't drive. I do use Uber and Lyft a lot, and I have found something not only that I like, but something that's compact that I can bring in a couple of bags
that's
and
true.
Not have to,
true.
I mean, yes, I could take access links to some places, but it's really not convenient when you're trying to go to an event. It's good to get out there and go to events. You meet more people and you get more exposure.
Kelly, do you have a sample, a box or something, like a rolling carry-on?
So thing? I have a couple of different bags that I carry, but I also have a wagon that I roll that kind of folds up.
Yeah, I have one too, a collapsible wagon.
Right, but a lot of times that doesn't fit in a lot of Uber cars. So so what I do is I actually, in going to some of these events when I was first starting out, I met somebody that... She drives and she does events. So, and some of these events can get very costly. So we split booths and, you know, split the cost, and she does the driving. And I, if she asks for gas, I give her some gas money, or I pay for a meal or whatever afterwards. But we, you know, I meet her, I take my stuff, I meet her at a location or at her house, depending on where the event is, or sometimes she picks me up. So don't be afraid if you are blind or visual. Ooh, I want a break.
Okay,
we're going to break.
We're on the other side.
See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. We say we are the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I want to turn over right now to Miss Kelly James. Kelly.
Hello.
You're on.
So we have on the phone Miss Liz Alexa from Pennsylvania. Liz,
how are you today?
I'm great.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about yourself, Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
All right. So nice to have you on the air, but I'll turn it over to Kelly. She's all excited about talking to you.
So, Liz, you call yourself the Royal Blindness?
Her Royal Blindness, HRB.
Okay. So tell us about that.
Well, I lost my sight in September of 2012 from diabetic retinopathy. I was 27 years old and a single mom. And at the time, from losing my sight, I ended up losing my job and losing what I thought was my independence because I could no longer drive. And I pretty much thought everything was going to be over. I said, you know, how am I going to do this now as a single mom? You know, how am I even going to just survive? I felt lost and alone, and I was actually made some phone calls to one of our local Center for Independent Livings and talked with an amazing lady who listened to me cry for about an hour and a half and yell and rant about how miserable I was and how pretty much life was going to be over for me. And she told me everything was going to be okay, and I started yelling at her. And said, no, you don't understand. It's not like that unless you've gone through this yourself. And she said, well, You know, I actually went through it myself over 20 years ago, and I'm totally blind, and I'm working and full time, and I'm here to help you, and we'll get through this. And she was the one that pretty much encouraged me and helped me keep going and say, you know what, this isn't the end, this is just the beginning. She introduced me to some absolutely amazing people through the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind. She was actually the president of the organization at the time, and helped me just keep going. And now here I am. I'm living my dream of following my goals in life. I'm going back to school to get my bachelor's in psychology. I have my own apartment with my son. I have an incredible guide dog. And I am happy as a clam.
How old is your son?
He is now 13.
Wow. So you have
going on 40.
You have one child?
Just one, thank goodness.
And Liz?
I mean, I would love to have more, but all of his friends
and one boy is enough,
well.
Right?
And Liz, he took
yeah,
a great...
absolutely.
He took a great picture of you, Liz. Thank you for sending it.
Welcome.
Kelly, Liz just sent me a picture on private message, aww, you know, on Facebook. She was practicing before she came on the air, and her son caught her practicing. So it's an adorable picture.
That's great.
I have headphones on, and I'm talking into a Zoom.
Yeah. Very
that's cute. I have a good friend. She's a single mom. She's totally blind as well, and she's a single mom of a boy. He's just turned 6. Yeah, so that's awesome what you've gone through and that you came out of it and you're happy. So are you working?
I a full-time mom is a job all the time. I never get a break from that. But I am going to school part-time right now. I'm taking some classes online so that I can get my bachelor's in psychology. I'm currently in my junior year. So things are going well with that. And I am now the president of the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind, so that takes up a significant amount of my time that I put in towards advocating and trying to support other people who are blind or visually impaired in our area.
Wow. How long have you been doing that?
Well, I've been the president since January of this year, 2017. And last year I was their corresponding secretary. So about 2-3 years I've been involved with the organization.
Did you tell them about the radio show?
I do. I actually brought it up at our council meeting yesterday.
She shares all
and
the time.
I share your posts on our Facebook mm-hmm. page all the time, mm-hmm. as well as my personal page.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, thank you.
So
thank
before,
you.
Liz, I have a question. So before you lost your vision, what were you doing for work? What was your job?
I was a supervisor for group homes for adults that have special needs, and I worked for a nonprofit organization in our area, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Is that something that you would go back into once you get your degree?
I would love to be able to work with a similar population of people. I love helping people. That is my goal. And actually, since losing my own sight and having to go through some vocational rehab therapy and counseling, that's actually my main goal at this point, is to become a vocational rehab therapist.
Do you have any sight?
It depends on the moment. With diabetic retinopathy, it's tough, because one second you can have, you know, stuff coming through visually, and the next minute it can just completely disappear. It all depends on, you know, the rest of your health, how my blood sugars are running, my stress levels.
Wow. So your blindness is all due to diabetes?
Correct. I went from being fully sighted to losing all of my sight in a matter of 3 months.
Wow. She said 2012, Michael. That's just a few years ago.
5 years ago.
Wow. That's a lesson to people to watch your diabetes.
Watch your sugar. Watch your starches. Don't eat starch.
And, you know, and that is something that is difficult, because my entire life working very closely with doctors and physicians, none of them can actually figure out any patterns or things like that with my diabetes, unfortunately. I have what's called highly insulin resistant type 1 diabetes. So my body basically rejects the insulin that I have to give it physically, you know, through injections and whatnot. So it's very difficult to control, and I do deal with health complications from that.
But I'm sure if you watch
it. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm sure, though, if you're a good girl and you watch a starch, your numbers won't be that bad.
Oh, I do. I'm a rabbit, and I eat vegetables like crazy. I don't do much in terms of starch and carbs.
But you're very positive. I know Michael spoke to you at length off the air several months ago, and I hear it too. You have such a positive attitude, Liz. What can you tell the listeners? I mean, how do you stay so positive?
Well, you know, I'm not going to lie. Everybody has rough days. You know, I have my days, you can ask my son, where, you know, I sit and I cry and I say I hate this. But then it's a matter of picking the pieces up and saying, you know what, I have a purpose. You know, nobody's road in life is easy. Nobody has a piece of cake journey. And, you know, I need to be an inspiration for my son so he has a role model to look up to and know that no matter what comes across in life, you know, you can achieve anything you want as long as you believe in yourself. You know, and if you have poor self-esteem and woe is me and I can't do this, I'll never be able to amount to anything, well, action follows thought. You know, and if you feel that way about yourself, you won't be able to accomplish your dream.
Action.
But if you say, you know what, I need to do this and I'm going to do this, and you don't let anything stop you, you stand up for yourself, you know, you'll accomplish anything.
Interesting phrase that you just said. I have to remember that actions follow thoughts.
Absolutely. You know, if you think negatively, you know, you'll see everything in a negative light. You know, if you think positively, and you can always find negative things, and it may be difficult to find a positive, but there still is a positive. You know, you may get up in the morning and feel horrible, but reach up to, you know, run your fingers through your hair and say, wow, my hair's soft today. You know, that's a positive, you know, so keep going. And, you know, start somewhere small.
I always find music.
That is really good advice,
I always
Liz.
Find music turns me around. If I'm down or
me
if
too.
I'm feeling something, I put on a certain
Absolutely.
Song or whatever in the music, and that will turn me right around, and I'll feel good again, and I'll go to the positive.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's really, music is something that any population, no matter what a disability, you can be deaf and still appreciate music, because if you have it tuned up the right way, you can feel it. You know, that music is something that touches everybody in ways, and, you know, I'm so grateful to have that.
That's true.
Do you
And then, although things have changed, oop, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Do you live in Pennsylvania where you live? Do you live in like a metropolitan area?
No, she lives in boonies. The boonies.
In the boonies.
I
grew up in the boonies, but it was difficult as someone visually impaired because, you know, transportation and whatnot.
Well, transportation can be challenging. I mean, we do have Uber available and Lyft. We have a door-to-door shared ride program through the bus company. And, you know, then you have your good old friends, you know, and you do what you have to do. I'm lucky, too, where, yes, we're in a rural area, but we still have things around that we can walk to if need be, the grocery store, the pharmacy.
That's always
you know,
good.
My son's school, you know, the local park, things like that, a couple little restaurants, pubs.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some stuff around, but, you know, being in a community where you have close-knit relationships with the people around you. That's what's important.
Mm-hmm. How many members are in your in the Lehigh Council?
I was going to ask that question, too.
If I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this. I'm thinking between 38 and 42 at this point.
Well, for a rural area, that's a lot.
Wow. I think that's more than... I mean, we probably have more in our chapter here, or about the same, but that show up to meeting, it's usually about 30. So that's great.
Yeah, but now our main meetings are actually held in Allentown. Everybody knows about Allentown, thanks to our great singers. But where I live, I'm like tucked back in the woods. Allentown's more of like a central city, which is
nice. How far are you from Allentown?
I'm about, the closest part of Allentown is about 15 minutes from here.
Oh, okay.
I bet it's pretty up there.
Great. That was home of Hess Brothers before your time. Hess Brothers in Allentown.
Oh, the department store?
Yeah, Hess Brothers.
Oh, I know all about Hess's and their strawberry pie.
Yep.
And their strawberry pie. I thought it was clothing.
They have a.
Oh, they do, but they had a little restaurant.
Yeah, they're famous for the restaurant.
That sounds good.
And I'm very fond of Hess's because when I was a little girl, and shout out to my mom here, but she used to crochet, and Hess's had, it was called the Hess's Best Dressed Bear Contest. And she crocheted my teddy bear an outfit. And we marched and paraded through the store, and I won first place.
Wow.
And still to this day, I still have the teddy bear that I purchased with my gift certificate from Hess's.
Isn't Hess, does that have to do with the Hess truck?
Yeah, no, that's Hess gasoline.
No,
this is Hess department store.
Yeah.
Spelt the same way?
H-E-S-S.
Yeah.
One's the gasoline company and one's department store.
Okay, well, that's a good question. Yeah. So what kinds of activities does your son partake in? Keeps you busy,
He blows my mind. I am one proud mom. He is currently enrolled in Boy Scouts. He is the senior patrol leader of our troop right here in Mukunji. So he is the head young man leading the group. He was nominated to be part of the National Junior Honor Society.
Wow.
At school. He's
a
very smart kiddo, so he tutors his peers and volunteers his time. And he loves my guide dog. They spend quite a bit of time together.
He sounds like he takes after you with all the giving to the community.
I tried to instill that in him. I mean, he is his own individual, but he most definitely, you know, reaches out and wants to help people who are less fortunate or, you know, not as blessed as we are.
What is
his name? His name is Logan.
Logan. Tell Logan, please, to take a picture of your guide dog. I would love to
see the guide dog. Oh, absolutely. I can send one.
Yeah. What's the dog's name?
His name is Bryce Crispy.
like Rice Krispie.
With a B. Oh, please send. I'd like to put
Bryce
it on.
Crispy.
Is it okay if I post it on Facebook?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
He is all over the internet.
Okay, tell Logan to send me a picture.
He and I were filmed in a commercial for Pedigree Dog Food last year.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
And it was called, I don't think it's longer on the internet, if I'm not mistaken, but it was called Dark to Light. It was all about my loss of eyesight and how he positively changed my life and Logan's life.
Wow. How did you hook up, though, with Pedigree? That's amazing.
An email actually came out through the American Council of the Blind. I guess Pedigree had contacted all the different blind organizations in the nation. And you had to submit an application and tell a little of your story. They were looking for a middle-aged male under the age of 45. And I'm not sure why they just wanted a man, but I said, forget that. I'm applying anyway. And so I did.
That's amazing.
I want to tell you something.
She has a great attitude.
I want to give you an A+ what you just said.
I hope people are listening to her.
Because
and
what
absorbing
you just said, would you repeat what you just said? Because I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Repeat what you just said.
I heard what she
about
said.
About they were looking for a man.
Middle age.
They were looking for a man.
Right.
And
but
I
you
said,
answered.
Well, I'm going to apply anyway.
There you go.
So I did.
Isn't that amazing, Kelly?
Yeah.
And that goes to positive attitude. Positive attitude.
You're
right.
A good role model, a great role model.
If you don't try, you'll never know.
That's 100% right.
My biggest phrase that I share with people about my loss of sight is when I feel like when I had my physical sight, I truly lived in the dark. But now that I live in physical darkness, I can only see the light.
That's right.
You know, and I have to keep going.
That's great.
Okay, well, we have to say goodbye, Liz. I'm getting the signals from the other side of the glass
goodbye,
that we're
Liz.
Going to break.
Thanks for talking
guys,
with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're
us
the
on.
Best, Liz. You're the best. Send
we're
me that picture of Bryce Crispy, okay?
You got
all
it.
Take right. care. We're going to break. Stay
talk
tuned
to you again,
for
Liz.
Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
BrailleEye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope at BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com. This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take-anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take-anywhere Braille teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With CARE Credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at logantech.com. What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Ah!
We are back. Yes, we are. This is the host. This is your host. And I mean the host. The hostess with the mostest, Michael. And you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that. 407-894-1680. This is the positive show. If you're negative, don't listen to the show. I don't want to hear anybody negative. No negative. If you are negative, you cannot listen to the show. You have to be positive. Because positive people, well, what can I say, Kelly? Is that right? Positive correct. People, well, we have it all. What can I tell you? Listen, we have a couple callers on the line
we
right
do.
Now.
We do.
They're calling 407-894-1680. Let's hear the first one. Who's the first one? Is it Dennis from Pennsylvania?
You got it.
Dennis.
Hi, Michael. It's Dennis from Philly. Listen,
yes.
I used to go to Hess's when I was young. Remember the big sandwiches in the restaurant and the women were walking around with the trying to sell the dresses and they used to model.
That's
the,
right.
Wow.
And get flip out that big revolving door used to go, and that wouldn't be good for blind people now. That big round revolving door. You remember that?
Yeah, well, I remember that. They used
I
to
used to love
all,
those
they
doors.
They used to be all over Pennsylvania, and they had the big store on in Allentown, downtown Allentown. I used to go there all the time to sell
Ninth and Hamilton. And listen, your wife would like this. On every Tuesday at the bargain basement, you go down the escalator, and the women used to run and knock each other over trying to get to buy something because it was real cheap, like a dollar or something.
Yeah, it was all cheap. Yeah,
you know, it's like Black Friday.
The department stores just aren't what they used to be, right, no. Dennis?
Listen, the reason I call, I'd like to give a shout-out and have Gary call. And last week he gave that recipe about the hot dogs and the baked beans. And what I did was I took a can of bush baked beans, and I cut up some hot dogs in small pieces, and I cooked it up for 7 minutes and was delicious.
Yeah, I bet he's beaming from ear to ear now.
I cooked it for 7 minutes and I put a cover over the container in the microwave and it was great. But I wish he could call in and give me that recipe about the barbecue sloppy joe. I like to take it and try to make
it. It was delicious. He made it and it
was
delicious.
I'm sure he's listening.
I know, he gave it last week, but I didn't hear all of it and I didn't pay attention that much. I heard him say it, but about the sloppy. Could you
maybe Lynn could send you the recipe.
Dennis, you keep on listening. I'm sure Gary will call in and tell you, okay?
Okay. Thanks for calling in,
okay,
Gary. Now we have somebody from where? They're calling from upstate.
Kelly,
where?
You take it.
There's somebody, I think, New Hampshire or
Vermont.
Right, so where are they calling from?
This is my niece from Vermont.
Vermont.
Sophia, you there?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What's your name?
Sophia.
Sophia. Oh, that's so sexy. Sophia. Sophia. Oh, I love that name. Sophia. So you know Kelly James?
Yes, she's my aunt.
No kidding. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vermont.
Vermont. That's I used to have the maple syrup, Vermont.
They do make real good maple syrup here.
Yep.
Sophia's parents are chefs. Sophia, what's your favorite thing to make?
I love to bake.
You like to bake?
I just recently made cookies this morning.
Cookies?
Yeah.
What kind of cookies? Are you too close to your radio? There's interference.
Yeah.
Or turn the radio down.
Are you on a speakerphone?
It sounds like a speakerphone.
Are you on a speakerphone?
Take it off of the speakerphone and turn the radio down. Then we'll be able to hear you a little better.
Yeah, I did that.
There you go.
Okay, good.
We made kind of like sugar cookies with almonds and white chocolate.
Ooh, yum. Send me some. Are you going to send me some?
I can.
Okay, cool. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm being Stitch from the movie Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be a pirate.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You call Kelly James AUNT. How do you call her AUNT? What is that?
That's
what?
It's a New England.
That's not a
trick pronunciation.
I'm trying to see how you pronounce AUNT.
New England style.
Aunt?
Yeah, aunt.
And I say aunt.
Right. I learned that when I was a kid because in Philadelphia, where I lived, they said aunt.
Right.
And in New England, they say aunt.
Yeah. We have a family from New York that have an accent. They're like aunt, aunt,
From Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island.
Yeah.
Vermont must be gorgeous right now, Sophie. I'm so jealous.
The foliage is great, and they're saying it's supposed to snow on Halloween, which is a big bummer.
Oh, no.
Wow. We would like snow down here. Cool off the heat here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
There are other callers now, Sophia. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Keep on listening. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Now, wait, before we go further, Kelly, let me describe to you the listening audience as to how Kelly looks. Kelly looks like she's about 17. Look like she
that's a good thing. When she's older, right. She'll be still look like, you know,
she just came out of high school on her way to college. That's the look that we have going on with Kelly, right? She got this beautiful big Kool-Aid smile. Kelly, I can't believe that was your niece. Kelly, you don't look like you that old to have any nieces or nephews.
Thank you. Yeah, oh, she's 13. She's my my brother's daughter, so she's my first niece. I have a 1-year-old niece and a almost 2-year-old nephew and a niece on the way in January.
Kelly, you have to do me a big favor. Would you please send to Chris that picture of you all dressed up in Vermont
for my brother's wedding?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that was Chris, in Lake George.
Knockout. Yeah. You have to see this picture.
Okay, anyway, tell me that you look knockout.
Oh, the dress, her hair, just unbelievable.
There's this company I know we call GNR Security. We need to call them out so she can have them around all the time.
When you see this picture, will you show them after when you're on break?
I will,
or something?
Yes. Yes.
Are we going to trivia now?
Well,
we
have another
trivia
caller.
Well, we got Master Chef in on the phone line.
Mr. Baked Beans.
Chef Oyadee Gary.
Gary from Winter Park, Florida. Then we're going to go to trivia.
Dennis, you listening? Okay.
Okay, Sinclair, you're up.
Okay. Well, Dennis, thank you for listening to my recipes, and I'm sure you like them beans, but if you don't get this whole thing written down, just go to our podcast. You can listen to the show again, and it'll come on again for you. The thing to do is get you a can of Campbell's tomato soup. Put it into a 2-quart pan. Dump in 1 can of water. Stir that on up. Then put you some... Oh, you definitely got to dice up some onions. You got to have onions in it.
Mm. Are you saying onions?
Onions for flavor.
Onions. I got to have onions in there. And then you go ahead and squeeze in a bunch of ketchup. You want to start getting it thick. Now, if you just want to commit to sort of a ketchup one, just keep doing ketchup till you get it thick. But I sort of made
some beans with your ketchup?
Yeah, no. I made it different with I used bullseye barbecue sauce. I used the hickory that Michael liked. And you squeeze in a lot of that now until you get thickened up to where you about want it cook. It's still going to be runny, but you're not going to start cooking it down. Well, if you want it spicy too, which Michael liked, and some of my other people liked it, I sprinkled in crushed red pepper if you want a little spice to it. But you go ahead and put that and bring it up to a boil, and then start cooking on, bring it on down to very, very low. Cook it from 35 minutes to 45 minutes at low, stirring it every 5 minutes. Don't ever let it stick. And when it gets as thick as you want, turn it off. And what I like to do is I don't like to eat it today. I make it. I like to leave it set. Oh, and I forgot.
And don't forget the hot sauce. The hot sauce.
Oh, I forgot the meat. That's one.
You forgot the meat.
1 pound of burger. I forgot about putting burger in there.
Everything else but the meat.
Goes in that too, Dennis. So, and then you just I leave it set overnight. And then I eat the next day because the meat.
Yeah, it's better the next day.
Overnight. We got the hot sauce.
Just like chili is better the next day.
And I like to put more hot sauce on. But, you know, it's up to the person. So, Dennis, I hope you enjoy it. And give us a call back when I'm on. And I'll be on Veterans Day on the 12th of November. And give me a call in and tell me how you
all
like
right.
your recipe.
Okay, we're going to break.
Thanks, Gary.
No, not break.
Right.
We're
come back. We're
trivia.
Having
trivia.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary. Alrighty.
While you're playing, it is time for break.
Yeah, it is.
Break, and then we'll come back with trivia.
Then we'll come back. Yeah, we'll
exactly.
come back and do trivia okay. afterwards. Because I got the phone line blink. Y'all doing something. I don't know what y'all done did.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Oh.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignedforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You're listening to your host, Michael. And before I go any further whatsoever, I got to get well for a friend of ours
shout
to the
out.
Show, a shout out. May she get better very quickly. We're talking about Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Oh, Betty.
Yeah,
from Palmyra, Jersey.
Well.
Not feeling well.
Aww.
And Paul... Well, he's taking care of his mama and says if mama's not doing too good. Betty, if you're listening to the show, please get well soon and call us. We want to hear from you. We only want the best for you, Betty.
She's home, but she has to rest.
Okay. So right. Betty, make sure you rest. Hey, get off the phone playing.
There you go.
So now, before we go to trivia, we have a caller, I believe, from Boca Raton, Florida.
Elaine.
Elaine. Is that you, Elaine? Are you there?
That's me.
Hi, yeah. Elaine.
Hey, Kelly. Congratulations.
Thank you.
My family's listening in, too, and everybody is saying that you just sound fantastic on the radio.
Thank you so much. Elaine was one of my writing tutors in college. She used to be a lawyer, but she also teaches... English and at Lynn University in Boca Raton, where I went to college.
No kidding.
So I've known her for years.
Well, maybe I need to come down and take notes then, because you sound great. I need to work on my vocabulary.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to mention that among her other talents, Kelly, with limited vision, takes fantastic pictures with his cell phone.
She sure does.
I am.
She sure does, Elaine. I was thinking those two that she took in Daytona last week, they should be entered in a contest. The lightning and the sunset.
Actually, that wasn't lightning. That was the rocket. The rocket launch. That was the vapor trail. Yeah, but it did kind of look like lightning, didn't
those
it?
Those were amazing. You have to show those to Chris, too, Kelly.
Yeah,
amazing pictures.
Yeah, now I have a question for you, Kelly.
Yes.
I know that you're getting ready to play trivia, which is one of my favorite pastimes. But here's my question. They're talking about how you looked, and I want to know, what color is your hair this month, and how long is it?
It's
and how are you wearing it?
It's a reddish brown.
So people say it's red, but it's like a dark brown, a dark blonde, I should say. Well, kind of like a light brown ash. And I have it in my flexi clip in a ponytail.
It's down
almost to my waist.
Oh my goodness.
Almost
great.
To her tushy.
Wow. Oh wow.
Yeah.
It's very long.
Good for you.
So her name is Kelly James, aka Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that nickname.
Well, thank you for calling in.
And Elaine wrote a play called Her Hair about me.
Oh.
Because I took some classes in directing the actor in college. Elaine didn't teach him, but somebody else. But I also took some film classes. So that was fun. I had to write, Elaine helped me with, I had to write a monologue for a film class. So she kind of took that and kind of wrote her own little skit.
Right. I expanded it. She inspired me.
And we have another friend that's visually impaired that she actually works at FAU. So we kind of look similar, and people think that, you know, it's funny because when there's, I know a couple of blind friends that they went to the same college. They don't even look alike, and people think they're each other. So it's just interesting.
Well, Elaine, thanks for calling in. Hope you'll be listening every Sunday. We're on the radio.
And spread the word and check out our Facebook page. It's just Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And the website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell the folks at the Institute that you are on the radio.
Well, thank
Maybe
you.
Maybe I'll put you in the Lynn Minute. We'll get you in the Lynn Minute.
There you go.
Oh, great. Thank you.
We're on every Sunday.
You're welcome.
7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time every Sunday.
And okay, all our then. Shows are our podcasts on the internet, so you can catch all the old
yeah,
shows.
Well, I'm very glad that you told me about it.
Well, thank you for listening.
Thanks for calling in.
All You're right. welcome.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye. We're going out to trivia.
See you.
We're going out to trivia.
All right. All right.
Trivia bye time. Bye. Trivia time. Trivia time. I want to know who's singing this song. You got it? Let's see who's singing the song. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
They will probably tell us on the other side of the
okay, here
second
we go.
Hour, but that's okay. No problem. Because we're almost at the top of the hour.
Shine into the lives of many with that happy.
What happened?
Nothing.
407-894-1680.
Here's the
trivia. Who's singing the song?
Listen.
That's 407-894-1680. Does anybody know the name of that song? Forget that. Can you know? Do you know who's
the
singing
name
it?
Name that they say
the Commodores.
No, it's not the Commodores. 407-894-1680. It's not Who's Your Papa.
That's the only lyrics to the whole song is the same thing.
So who's singing it? 407-894-1680.
Oh my gosh, somebody's on the phone already.
Nobody knows.
Yeah,
nobody
they
knows
are
it.
On
Nobody
the phone,
knows your cocky baby songs. You know, I didn't pick that song.
Actually, we heard that the other day.
I know.
Remember, we decided
know,
to play
we heard it.
The
you
next
want...
song is really good. And then Kelly has a good song, too, for the second hour.
All right. It's always on the line. Anybody?
Yep. We got our good friend, Bruce, from Boynton Beach, Florida.
Oh,
then we go to the
Bruce.
It's a Palm Beach County night.
Bruce, are you there?
I'm here, Michael and Lynn. How are you?
How
hi,
you
Bruce.
Doing?
Say hi to Kelly.
Hello,
hi,
Bruce.
Kelly. Nice. Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
So who do you think singing that song?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
That's right.
No kidding. All he right. got it. Oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Well, twice. You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Great. I can take my wife out for a cup of coffee.
There you go. And have some donuts or have a bagel.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll have the donuts. She can have the coffee.
Don't forget to download the Dunkin' Donuts app. You get free. You get perks rewards.
Forget to give your name and address of everything so we can send you the clip card.
Oh, we're going to the top of the hour. Thank you for calling, Bruce.
Thanks for calling in, Bruce.
Hold on, Bruce. Don't hang up.
Listening.
Yeah. Okay, I'll wait.
All right, everybody.
We're going
tuned
to the other side.
Second
See
hour.
You on the second hour. Keep on listening to Blind and Beyond.